What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again. More souls have had their ticket punched and have boarded the termination train to the underworld. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. I keep telling you, more and more older men, older married men especially, are finding themselves putting on the mask. Why? Because you have to look at the background. How many years have these men been married? How much abuse have these men had to put up with behind closed marital doors? To the point that they finally snap. Just like the man in this article that was published on the 16th of July. Fort Worth man charged with capital termination in the deletions of his wife and monster-in-law. Yeah, the monster-in-law got caught slipping. So guess what? She ended up getting dirt napped right along with the wife. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Fort Worth man is in custody and faces two counts of capital termination in the deletions of his wife and monster-in-law, according to the Azzell Police Department. Joseph Gordon, 64, was taken into custody Thursday by Texas Rangers after investigators used flock camera data and evidence collected at the crime scene to identify him, authorities said. A flock camera reads license plates and helps police identify vehicles that may be connected to crimes. Officers and firefighters responded to a welfare check at a home in the 200 block of Stewart Bend Court at about 9:30 a.m. and found two women deleted from apparent gunshot wounds. Police said the victims were identified as a mother and daughter. Azzell Police investigators and Texas Rangers later determined that Gordon was responsible for the offlinings of his wife and monster-in-law, according to authorities. As of Thursday evening, Gordon was being processed in the Parker County Jail. The investigation remains ongoing and authorities have not released any additional information. Well. Gentlemen, as we all know, when something goes down, one of the first people that a woman will go to is her mother. So, here's a question that I have. What was going on in the background? Was she planning a divorce? Typically, that could be the scenario. However, before I go any further, this is just my speculation. Nothing more, nothing less. But yeah, usually when the monster-in-law gets involved, typically that's when there's talks of a divorce or thoughts of a divorce. But doesn't say if they had children or anything, so we'll leave that off the table. But the question still remains, what drove this man so over the edge that he decided to take out not only his wife, but the monster-in-law? Yeah, there was definitely some bad blood in that household. Definitely. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a home. I'm going to go ahead and give that a 10. It doesn't say whether it was their home or the mother-in-law's home, so we're going to stick with the standard 10 for that. Method of execution, multiple gunshot wounds, definitely the problem-solving pistol. Going to give a 5. Psychological impact. Nobody else was there. So, of course, a welfare check. The cops and the firefighters had to come across the carcasses. I'll give that the standard 50. And for the brutality factor, I'll go ahead and give this a combined score of 25. So Joseph Gunner Gordon gets a score of 90. Once again, gentlemen, men across the board, men across the age spectrum, but more in particularly, older men are tired. They're done. They are done. How much time has this man been with this woman? Once again, how much mental abuse did this man have to put up with? How much bad blood was there for him to go ahead and take out the monster-in-law? Hopefully, he will go ahead and speak up and say why he did what he did. But as of right now, we're simply left with the action. The fact that he decided, you know what? Not only am I going to dirt nap you, wife, I'm going to get your mother too. Yeah, there was definitely some bad blood going on in that relationship. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. Why do you think Mr. Gordon decided to go straight up gunplay and take both of them out? I want to hear your opinions. But in the meantime, you women better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power, once again, that you think you have in this society, the protections that you think you have in this society, it's all false. The only protection you really have is a man's restraint. Feminism and believing that men are going to continue to restrain themselves despite all of the abuse that we're told that we have to essentially shut up and take, now that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.